every single time they do a Friday the 13th.
Oh, I thought he was in Whitesnake.
No.
One obvious example.
Michael Myers.
There you go.
Yeah.
How many sequels has he done?
The horror guys, right?
Yeah. And those movies, man, I still think the first Halloween is the best one.
Bleh!
Oh, you'll be scared, believe me. Jennifer Aniston, Adam Sandler, and Drew Barrymore. Guess what they would like to do? A movie together.
Oh.
They were on Good Morning America yesterday, kind of just tossing that idea out there. Domestic violence charges against the co-creator of Rick and Morty have been dropped.
Yep.
Justin Roiland. Wendy McClendon Covey, who is really one of the more underrated funny women on TV. She was great in Reno 911, mm-hmm. The Goldbergs. She was glad that Jeff Garlin was fired from that show. She says it was like a long time coming, and when it finally happened, it felt like, wow, somebody is listening to us. She wouldn't go into specifics, but said it was just exhausted by the PTSD of working with him for nine seasons. That's interesting, and I believe her, but I just kind of think Garland just never struck me as that type. Neil Patrick Harris bringing Barney back to How I Met Your Father. Hey, boys. It's not that Barney.
It's not that Barney again.
That's
again.
Twice in one morning.
I know.
Who would have thought?
You've got dinosaur on the brain.
The odds. Jewel says her mother stole $100 million mm-hmm. from her. So I don't think there are any candy grams coming her mother's way.
That's okay, yeah. They still do candy grams?
I don't know.
Land shark.
Who remembers the old school pitchman for candy gram? Don Wilson. He was the announcer for the Jack Benny Show. Which I got to remember that not everybody is 100 years old. But he was a kind of a portly, very nice guy.
No. I know. I can picture him now because they used to air Jack Benny on the comedy.
Yeah.
On Comedy Central. When Comedy Central first went on.
Yeah.
It was Jack Benny, Ernie Kovacs.
Ernie Kovacs.
Yeah. It was a lot of old shows like that. And I watched them. A ton of them.
Yeah. Well,
which is how I get the Rochester thing.
Rochester? Jack Benny was funny.
Yeah, he was. It was great. And, you know, so much of, I'm watching Frasier again, much of Frasier's Kelsey Grammer great. Is very, he does that head turn to the, he's so Jack Benny when he does it, man.
He is a great actor, and he's one of the rare conservatives in Hollywood, and he keeps working. They haven't been able to throw him out yet. All right, March Madness begins today on CBS, True TV, really? And TNT.
Yeah, it starts again today?
Yes.
Ooh, okay, good. I got basketball to look forward to while I'm working.
We'll see if Alabama can hang in there.
I think they can. I think Alabama will make it to the Final Four.
Well, there have been a couple of major upsets. Yes, roll tide, roll. But I am allowed to have thoughts.
I think they'll do it under the shadow of what's going on, but I think they'll make it to the Final Four.
Netflix doing a Kiss biopic called Shout It Out Loud, but no word on who will play the guys. Why not have the guys play the guys?
Because the guys aren't that great at acting.
Sly Stone of Sly and the Family Stone is releasing his memoir in the fall, but given that what we know about his drug use, I'm not sure how much he can remember. Let's take this call from Taylor before we take our top of the hour break.
Hey, Taylor.
All right. Real quick. Top three impossible people to kill would be Jason Voorhees, Michael Myers, Greg Budell.
Thank you.
Then I gotta give Steven Seagal a shout out because he's hard to kill, but not impossible to kill.
Good stuff. I appreciate it.
We always go Thank villain. You. Wait, what was the qualifier on that thing? Top movie
characters that are impossible to kill.
James Bond didn't specify villains, but that's exactly where my head went. Mm-hmm. Whereas normally it's the hero who never dies in the film, right?
I think a lot of the ability to survive death has to do with the potential for sequels.
Exactly. So it's going to be the main character that's going to live through it.
Another one on the list, the Black Knight in Monty Python and the Holy Grail.
Well, that's funny, yeah.
Jack Sparrow from Pirates in the Caribbean.
Right, can't kill him. You can't kill whatever that diehard guy is. Not Bruce Willis, of course.
Well, and let's not forget, Keith Richards was in one of the Pirates movies.
John McClane is hard to kill.
Yeah. Good one.
What's another one that's had? James Bond is very hard to kill. You cannot kill James Bond.
And you could say, we mentioned Michael Myers, but how about Jamie Lee Curtis? She's escaped death so many times.
And did you see that tornado in California?
No. Those are rare. I was out there once in Tuscan visiting my aunt and uncle, and I couldn't believe it. We were under a tornado warning.
So I had a doctor's appointment yesterday to whatever, and they sent me down to get blood. The doctor's appointment, by the way, went by very fast. The blood stuff took forever to wait for them to call me back to draw blood. So while I'm sitting there, they have the Weather Channel on, and they kept saying, "Oh, we got breaking news out of California right now. There's a rare tornado," and they had visuals. I didn't see any of these, but yeah.
Yeah, that was a shocker. Tuscan is south of L.A.
Yeah.
At the time, it was like a new suburb. I think my aunt and uncle bought a house there for like $80,000, probably worth 10 times that now. But we had a tornado warning while I was there, and they said, this is really, really unusual.
Yeah.
All right, let's get a word from Jay, and then we'll have an update from Skipper, SRN News, and the next hour, Random Facts, followed by, as always, a $10 Food Outlet Pop quiz question.
All right, yeah, I'm here to talk to you about Heirloom Jewelers, a one-of-a-kind jewelry store, a different kind of jewelry store. You think of jewelry stores, you're going to walk in, you're going to have pieces just all over the place, just covered in different types of jewelry, and that's what they're good at. Those stores are good at that. Heirloom Jewelers is not that kind of jewelry store. For one, there's only one person there. It's Troop Booth. He's been running the place since 2015. His grandparents opened the store in 1977 here in Montgomery. They're located on Vaughn Road, 6948 Vaughn Road. That's over by Watchman Drive. You can see it there from the road. 260-0066. They are only open by appointment only. Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 4. Saturday, 10 to 2. And they only sell estate jewelry, heirloom jewelry. It's in the name. They buy and sell estate jewelry as well as buying scrap gold. They specialize in fine antique jewelry. So it's not a bunch of pieces. It's very specific, unique items that you're not going to find anywhere else. Look at them online, heirloomjewelers.com or their Facebook and Instagram page. And don't forget to call to make an appointment. 260-0066 for Heirloom Jewelers.
All right, 709, let's get a traffic update.
From the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, here's the latest traffic update.
Well, looking around the cams this morning, traffic's light to moderate over most of the area, but boy, we have really got some foggy places. Redland Road, River Bridge, red lights on 231 in Wetumpka in Montgomery, I-65 southbound from Northern Boulevard across the Alabama River Bridge, really foggy in the downtown area. Buckle up, drive carefully, give yourself a little bit of extra time this morning. Your good credit, no money down, gets you anything on the lot at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. Toyotas, Chevys, Fords, all at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter on the East Boulevard, Wendell J. Skywatch Traffic.
Here comes Sun, Sun CDJR of Montgomery. Brubaker, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram is now Sun CDJR. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at Sun CDJR. Family owned, family driven.
By the way, speaking of characters that can't be killed, Margie sent me a note and suggested John Wick, and he made that list, so good work on your hand. Yeah. And speaking of characters that cannot be killed, here's Gray Hair.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, good morning. You know we're kidding, right?
I want you to put me in the pool. That's all right. I've been told worse. I was thinking Hopalong Cassidy, Durango Kid, Lash LaRue, Roy Rogers, and their horses. The horses never get killed.
I would, you know, I was just one of those dopey kids. I would... If a cowboy got killed, I was okay with that. But if a horse got hurt, I was upset.
Yeah, I'm the same way. Now, lonesome dove's different. They'll shoot their horses and use them as a barrier.
Well, I guess that's what real men do, but...
Yeah.
Lassie never died.
Yeah. Lassie is still pulling little kids out of wells. Gray hair, we got to run because we're tight for time here, but...
Flipper never died.
There's another one, yeah. Well, Flipper knew his porpoise in life.
Oh, boy.
I got to force...
I can give you that. You can run with it. Go right ahead.
I've got to force my voice down so I don't sound like a woman. Compared to Larry Stevens.
Get ready for Cafco's Spring Open House, March 27th through April 1st. Shop the best sale of the season all week long. Lots of items to give you inspiration. New spring merchandise, home decor, silk florals, and much more. We'll have door prizes and daily deals all week. April 1st, enjoy music by Brian Brantley, 11:01, and our wreath class at 1 p.m. Visit our Spring Open House for huge savings on our already low outlet pricing. Cafco's Spring Open House, March 27th through April 1st. On the Wetumpka Highway.
Finding great people to hire is like trying to find a needle in a haystack. It's pretty difficult, right? Well, ZipRecruiter has mastered finding a needle in a haystack, so they take it to the next level. They make hiring so simple that it's like finding a needle in a needle stack. And that's why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/radio. Here's what it's like to use ZipRecruiter. They have so many qualified candidates that it's easier to find the right ones for your roles. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. That's a lot of needles. So how do they do it? ZipRecruiter's powerful technology sends you candidates who are a great match for your job, and you can even invite your top choices to apply. So if you want less hay and more needles, head to ZipRecruiter.
And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/RADIO. ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Saving you time by combining all the news of the day into one story. This is Mashup the News.
Gwyneth Paltrow's raccoon dog trial over ChatGPT's Sweet 16 lantern flies gave way to an Idaho firing squad enjoying everything showers together. A flip phone user comments,
"How can you arrest Trump when more pressing matters are Disney rash and deadly fungus?"
Join us next time on Mashup the News. Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
By the way, very foggy at 7.
With SRN News, I'm Jeremy House in Washington. The next grand jury session in the investigation into former President Donald Trump over hush money payments during his 2016 presidential campaign is on tap for later today. The Manhattan District Attorney's Office unexpectedly called off yesterday's session. The CEO of TikTok will make a high-profile appearance today before a U.S. congressional committee to make the case for why the hugely popular video-sharing app shouldn't be banned. The Federal Reserve extended its year-long fight against high inflation by raising its key interest rate by a quarter point. This coming despite concerns that higher borrowing rates could worsen the turmoil that's gripped the banking system. On Wall Street, Dow futures are ahead by 77 points at 32,335. More details at srnews.com.
Be real, retirement is expensive and inflation is making it even harder with the cost of everything going up from pet food to a dozen eggs. Wouldn't it be great if the cost of your health care could go down? Well, MediShare 65 Plus is $99 a month for ages 65 to 74. And for many with Medicare Parts A and B, looking at other options, that's 50% or more saved per month. No gimmicks. It's $99 a month, and you can use any Medicare-approved doctor or facility, and you get 24/7 access to telehealth from the convenience of your home. Better yet, MediShare is a Christian nonprofit organization. It's a community that'll pray for you and encourage you. And since we've cut out the middleman, you get to keep the savings. Call now. You can learn more about MediShare 65 Plus. Here's the number. 833-SHARE-55. That's 833-SHARE-55. 833-SHARE-55.
All right. You know what day it is? It is National Puppy Day.
I love puppies.
Hi, puppy. Puppies
are cute.
It is National Puppy Day.
Studies show the puppies help reduce stress.
There are puppies.
They are puppies.
Happy National Puppy Day.
Adopt, don't shop.
It's showtime.
No, it's a little bit of a slow start. I do have a thread going on Facebook on this National Puppy Day. If you have a cute puppy video, add yours to it. That would make it a nice source of happy. 716, I am utilizing the latest in technology from Doppler to our access to satellite imagery and so forth. I went to the back door of the building and noticed it's very foggy this morning. And if it's kind of dense here, visibility isn't that limited. It may be worser in other places. That's called good use of grammar. Let's get the full forecast from Rich.
Rich Thomas weather brought to you by Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Truckers, if you are looking for green grass, contact Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. In business since 1959 and still growing. Call today 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas weather.
Good morning, everybody. Dense fog advisory in effect early this morning. So patchy dense fog will lead to a mostly sunny day with a high temperature up to about 84. Clouds increase tonight, but very mild. Overnight low 61. Tomorrow, with highs in the mid to upper 80s, it'll feel more like May. Good bit of sunshine. But really, it's the late night hours, Friday night, and the wee hours of Saturday morning where we're looking for strong to severe storms across the state. The severe weather risk continues until Saturday morning early. Otherwise, much of the day Saturday will be quiet and warm. Then, more showers and storms on Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Buying a package deal can mean you get more for your money. John Bobo with Capital Tractor. We create packages that pair the strength of Kubota equipment with implements that fit your needs, not implements you don't need or won't use. Kubota and Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
All right, 18 minutes after 7 o'clock. Random Facts will be starting in just a couple of minutes. Pay close attention so you can win a $10 food outlet gift certificate with the pop quiz question that will follow. I was browsing on Jack Ingram yesterday, and one of the things I love about the signature used department is that they can give people a chance to drive the very finest cars ever made, Mercedes, Lexus. They have deals on those that are well under $200 a month. But new to the inventory is a 2003 Beamer. It's a convertible. And have you ever seen a color like that?
What a maroon.
It is. It is a beautiful maroon, tan-top convertible Beamer. Now, it's 20 years old, but it's only got 100,000 miles on it. So by my math, and I did it old school, that's about 5,000 miles a year. So this car was really well taken care of. And it wouldn't have the Jack Ingram name on the back if it wasn't. They just don't roll that way. And there are plenty of pictures if you'd like to take a closer look. They still have the Lexus RX 300. That is an awesome SUV. And a 2012 Mercedes, actually a couple of Mercedes, if that's always been your dream machine. There's a 2009 Mercedes-Benz S-Class that's only got 99,000 miles. That car, therefore, has been driven very few miles a year, $255 a month with the online deal. And there's another one. There's an Infiniti. That's a QX60 base. And all these cars that we're talking about here, including this 2012 Mercedes-Benz C-Class, it's got 42,000 miles on it. So it's been driven about 4,000 miles a year, and it's in just incredible condition. So why not take a look? These cars, they don't put their name on the back of a car that's going to be a troublemaker. And they go to great lengths to make sure it won't be, including the Carfax Vehicle History Report, a thorough inspection of the interior. And then, if it passes those tests, that's when the mechanics get it at Jack Ingram Mercedes-Benz and give it a 108-point going over to make sure this car is going to deliver reliable driving miles. It's a place where you can truly shop with confidence and enjoy maybe your dream vehicle at an incredibly low monthly price. There are six great brands that have brand new cars: Volkswagen, Volvo, Audi, Nissan, Mercedes-Benz, Porsche, Jack Ingram, plus these signature used opportunities and the value car lot in one location on the boulevard and at jackingram.com. 720.
From WAKA Channel 8, I'm Savannah Sapp. Montgomery Mayor Stephen Reed has announced that he is running for another term. Yesterday, Reed spoke about the success and the changes that Montgomery has undertaken during his administration. Reed says he is running with a purpose and a passion to continue the work he started revitalizing neighborhoods, investing in public education, and supporting small businesses and entrepreneurs. Montgomery has put a billing system in place for anyone who rides a city ambulance. It's just for Montgomery Fire Rescue Service. From October 2022 to now, roughly 700 people have been taken to the hospital by a city ambulance free of charge. It should be in place by the end of the year. Prattville authorities are warning about a possible delivery scam. The scam involves a text message warning of a supposed delivery problem coming from the post office or UPS. Police say this is a scam designed to steal your personal and financial information, and they urge you to delete the text and block the sender. For these stories and more, watch Alabama News Network on WAKA Channel 8 and ABC 32. I'm Savannah Sab.
Take a look behind you. I don't think it's... Yeah. It looks to me like the fog is getting lower.
And Leon's getting larger.
Well, that too. All right, we are 1 minute away from the beginning of Random Facts. Get your note-taking devices handy.
Hey, Mike, I heard you're traveling to Washington next week. Sounds like a fun trip. Why the frown on your face?
Well, it's going to take me 2 days to get to and from D.C. for a meeting that will last less than an hour. And because of that, I'm going to miss my son's basketball game.
Have you heard? The Montgomery Airport now has direct nonstop flights to Washington, D.C. You fly out the day before your meeting and be back in Montgomery the next day, all in time to catch the ball game.
Wow, that's a win then.
Sure is.
I'll be flying MGM.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Cuddy say can't hang.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
And now...
I'll be back.
No, you'll miss the rest of...
Random facts.
That was good.
Short notice.
No, it was still working.
Thank you.
It was good. Did you know? The oldest known piece of jewelry... is a set of 100,000-year-old beads made from Nassarius shells that were found in a cave in Morocco.
Beads.
Yep, 100,000 years old.
Beads, the musical fruit. I'm sorry, that's beans. My error.
Did you know that Anne Frank, her stepsister, is still alive?
Stepsister, so that would be born of the same mother, father.
Well, I'll see if I can.
She must be
okay. It was her mother.
Okay,
Eva Schloss, S C H L O S S.
Schloss.
Yeah, and her family lived in the same apartment block as the Franks did, and she often played with Anne and Margot. She and her mother survived Auschwitz, and her mother resumed her friendship with Otto Frank after the war. They married in 1953.
Wow. So, 47, 22. Yeah. I don't know. Got to be in the 90s, late 90s.
Possibly. I could probably look that up and see here real quick. Just
while you're doing that, by the way, I just posted a... This is kind of cool. At the Blue Iguana at Bama Lanes in Prattville... They are having a Harmony reunion there on June the 10th. And everybody that's still part of that, from that era, is a legend, a local music legend. So,
wow. She was Eva Schloss was born in May of 1929.
So she would be about 96?
She's 93 years old.
I only missed by three.
Yeah. 93 years old. Still a Holocaust survivor. 93. Wow.
By the way, they are still catching Nazis.
Oh, yeah. Before they're dying.
Yes.
So, did you know the tradition of naming American tanks after generals was actually started by the British during World War II? And I guess we just picked it up.
Like the Pershing tank?
I guess. I don't know what the... I don't actually know what tank... I know there's... I don't know what the tanks are.
Well, there was one...
Well, I'm drawing a blank right now because I thought I did.
And the one they couldn't do because they couldn't get a patent on it.
See, they
had a little plan where they...
Did you know? Let's see. This guy had been in the business of selling pictures of celebrities. That was his claim to fame. He's like, I got pictures of all these famous people, and I'm going to sell these pictures. His biggest seller was Abraham Lincoln. Except when Abraham Lincoln grew his beard, it rendered his entire stock of lithographs worthless because all of his pictures were pre-beard. And he had customers demanding their money back.
Wow. Yeah, because nobody thinks of Lincoln minus the beard. That's like having a baseball card of your favorite player and then he gets traded to another team.
So they had to come up with something else to sell. And so Milton Bradley turned to board games.
That's an interesting switch. I've never heard that story before.
Started selling pictures of celebrities. Until Abraham Lincoln grew a beard, and he couldn't sell the pictures anymore. So,
and soon after, invented the game Monotony.
Yeah. How many do I have here? Hang on. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Oops, I miscounted.
I have some.
No, I didn't. No, I didn't. No, I didn't. 3, 4, 5. No, I didn't miscount. We're good. We're good. Did you know? The second highest mountain in the world is known as K2. It has an overall death rate of 13%, and only 377 people have successfully climbed K2. Now, compare that to how many people have climbed Mount Everest.
Right.
11,258.
Yeah, you're not going to impress anybody if you... climb Mount Everest. Yeah, you and 11,000 other people.
Exactly.
Not impressed.
Did you know in 1897, the United States government created what was called the Board of Tea Experts?
The Board of Tea, as in Lipton?
Yeah.
And not like the devil's lettuce?
Yeah, this board had to taste test every lot of imported tea to ensure that the tea tasted good. The board was abolished. This was in 1897. When do you think they got rid of this board?
2 weeks ago?
Right? Yeah, exactly. No, it's 1996.
Oh.
Is when they decided to get rid of the Board of Tea Experts. Coming up on Random Facts, we'll tell you about Alaska Airlines. We'll also talk to you about Ernest Shackleton.
Ernest Shackleton. I've heard that name somewhere.
We've got a random fact about a law in Alabama. We have a random fact about a building in Tampa, Florida. And something that happened in 1859 that was pretty amazing between Portland and Boston. That's coming up on Random Facts.
All righty. It is 7:30. We are expecting some rain. And again, any rainstorm could be the one that comes along with enough wind, enough rain, and the right angle, then it pushes a little water under one of the shingles in your roof, and then you discover the outcome walking into a room, and there is one of those hideous...
Oh, my God.
...kind of stains, and you think, oh, no, I do not... I can't put a new roof on now. I don't have the money to do it. Actually, you know, we tend to go to the worst-case scenario, but the vast majority of the time... All that means is your house is a little older. As it settles, micro cracks can develop, and one good storm could push the water through and make it appear that you need a new roof, when in fact, it's just something you need to call Jones Brothers about, and they will give you an honest diagnosis. In fact, when we had them out, we had a couple of things happen after a storm a few years ago. And Baker came out to the house and inspected the entire roof. And one problem he did point out is that the covers on our exhaust fans were being eaten by squirrels. He says, but basically your roof is in really good shape and you may want to replace the shingles in 4 or 5 years. And I was happy to hear that because that gives you time to plan ahead. But Jones Brothers does so much more than that. In fact, their guarantee on roof replacement is so strong. They show it off on their website, jbroof.com, and they leave you without doubt. When they're done, you will be 100% satisfied. And they show you examples of roofs that they redid just to make sure the customer was happy with the outcome. They offer a new type of siding that not only provides additional insulation, help keep energy costs down, but it looks great. It ain't your grandma's siding. And replacement windows and doors that are not only beautiful and greatly enhance the look of the house, but they're also energy efficient. Lots of ways that they can save you money, improve the look of your home, and most importantly, trust whatever they recommend. Reach out at 800-264-8009, or when you have a moment, please visit them online at jbroof.com.
Traffic at 7:31.
From the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, here's the latest traffic update.
Well, traffic is definitely building this morning on 231 out of Wetumpka and 31 out of Prattville. I-65 at 85 through downtown Montgomery. We're a bit busy there now as well. And a little bit of congestion on East South Boulevard, Troy Highway, Congressman Dickinson, Federal Drive inbound. A little busy there. A lot of fog in the area. Slow down, buckle up, and give yourself a little bit of extra time if you haven't already left this morning. Keep it here for updates. Front Porch Grill in Millbrooks, where friends meet, home-cooked meals are served, and no one's a stranger. Stop by the Front Porch Grill, Deansville Highway in Millbrook. Wendell J. Skywatch Traffic.
Here comes Sons. Sons Kia of Montgomery. Brubaker Kia is now Sons Kia. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at Sons Kia of Montgomery. Family owned, family driven.
Hey, Shannon, I think it's time we do another commercial for Greenville Foot Care.
Why?
Well, I'm leaving for college and we both have changed so much.
Good point. What do we want to say?
Hey, what are you guys doing?
Oh, we should make Steven do this one. He was just a baby the last time. It's his turn.
Awesome. Let's do this.
Wait, I don't want to do this. I don't even know what to say.
You just have to say Daddy's name and phone number.
And that they should call for an appointment.
And that there's a website now.
But I don't know any of that stuff.
You don't know Daddy's name is Dr. Brian Kelly?
Well, that part I know.
The number is super easy.
Yeah, it's 265-7585.
265-7585?
She just said that.
Okay, what else?
Tell them that your dad, Dr. Brian Kelly, is a foot doctor in Montgomery.
Tell them most insurances are accepted. And if you have a foot problem, call the number or you can now request an appointment on our website.
And the website is?
GreenvilleFootCare.com.
Okay, I think I got this.
I hope so, because we're out of time.
Don't forget to say the line.
Happy feet start here.
No representation is made as to the quality of podiatric services to be performed or as to the expertise of podiatrists performing such services.
Do you dream of being a lawyer and bringing justice to the less fortunate and vulnerable? But would you need to keep your full-time job while you pursue your dream of law school? Did you know you can do both with Faulkner Law's Blended Learning Executive JD Schedule? Learn on your own schedule during the week with flexible online coursework, and then come to campus in Montgomery only 2 weekends a month. Learn law, seek justice, on your schedule. Learn more about ABA-accredited Faulkner Law's Executive JD Schedule at 334-604-7600 or law.faulkner.edu.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
And now, let's charge into part two of
Random Facts.
It never fails. It always works. It's like a fart joke.
Yes.
It always works. Did you know that Alaska Airlines is headquartered in Seattle, Washington?
That's interesting.
Isn't it? Yeah.
Because if you were to ask me, where do you think Alaska Airlines is headquartered? I would say Juneau.
You know? Oh, man. Yeah, that's right.
Uh-huh.
But I would have thought the same thing. It's like, okay, it's got to be out of Anchorage. It's got to be somewhere in Alaska where this is from. No, it's out of Seattle, Washington. Did you know Ernest Shackleton, a polar explorer, most well known for the Endurance expedition when he led his entire crew out of the Antarctic ice after their ship had been crushed, he was one of the men who testified at the British inquiry into
the Titanic disaster.
I read that in the National Enquirer.
Yeah. Did you know here in this state, right here, it is a Class B felony to wrestle a bear?
You're saying that here in
Alabama.
You knew that was coming.
It's a Class B felony. I don't know.
To wrestle a bear.
Yeah, to wrestle a bear. It's considered to be bear exploitation.
We're worried about that now?
Who knows? We still have laws in the book that are from a long time ago. We just never got rid of them.
I look deep into my heart. I swear I'm not embarrassed. I would never want to.
I would be embarrassed for you if you
see what he did, because the phonetics work on that. Embarrassed. Wow. You are hanging around me way
Jesus.
Too much.
Jesus. Okay, let's see. Hey, this we're going to Tampa. Kind of not really your neck of the woods.
No.
It's the sixth tallest building in Tampa.
Sixth tallest.
It's one of the tallest limestone buildings in the world. It was designed by architect Harry Wolf, who based its measurements on the Fibonacci series. It's a 454-foot tall skyscraper, 32 floors. It is the Rivergate Tower in Tampa, Florida.
Is it an office building? Because there's a lot of...
I do not know. Probably is, but I don't see it. There's no description here in front of me, though.
The only thing I'm really familiar with in Tampa is Burns Steakhouse.
Oh, okay.
That is, if you're ever in the Tampa area, BYRNE apostrophe S.
Did you take Janelle there?
She was in Tampa, and I take my card and treat yourself.
Okay.
And don't look at prices. And it's still one of the few places, at least last I checked, men must wear a jacket.
Oh, interesting.
Ooh. Yes. And you're not going to get in there with your sweatpants or your culottes.
And finally, did you know, in 1859, keep that in mind, 1859 was the year, a two-hour telegraph conversation took place between Portland and Boston. It was able to be had without the use of any battery power. This was due to an aurora borealis.
Oh, wow.
That generated enough electric current in the telegraph wires for it to work.
Have you ever seen those?
It's on the list of things I want to see. I have had opportunity. I only found out about it too late. I woke up one morning in Seattle.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
And everybody else was talking about, oh, man, the aurora borealis last night. Apparently, if I had only, took an Uber somewhere outside of the city,
yeah,
a little ways up north, probably maybe 30 minutes to an hour drive, I could have seen some sign of the aurora borealis.
I know there were a couple of times that they were actually visible in the Chicago area.
Yeah.
But the most amazing display was in Minnesota, because I used to stay at Grandma's in central Minnesota, no pollution, no ambient light, and it's just... It's so spectacular, it's almost scary. It is the coolest special effect produced by Mother Nature.
I've got to see it at some point in my life.
It really is cool.
Really have to see it. Anyway, those are your random facts.
That time we went in the Concorde.
That's right. You could see them from there, right?
Yes. It wasn't... It was actually more... It's more exciting from the ground, because you don't expect to see all of this light shooting up from the horizon. Up there, when you're at 60,000 feet, it's not nearly as impressive, but you can see it. What a life I've led.
Yeah.
7:39 on Newstalk 93.1 FM. So, I completely forgot to do some follow-ups.
Well, we'll at least have one question.
I feel like such a failure.
No, it's fine.
But we are going to give away a $10 Food Outlet gift certificate shortly, and I just want to mention that Food Outlet's been my store for just about 10 years. July, actually, will be that anniversary. And Larry Stevens was the guy that turned. He says, meet me over there on Coliseum Boulevard. And I did. And took Mrs. Ritterbottle with me. We went through the store, and when I started comparing prices, cost plus 10% versus what really amounts to retail. See, the big chain grocery stores, they lure you in with a buy one, get one free, and that can be a good deal. But if they're charging you that much more for everything else, what are you really saving? So that's why I've been a weekly food outlet shopper for so long. In the meat department, once again, they have their big fresh chicken tenders, and they are prepared like at the Coliseum location by my guy, John, the butcher there. $1.99 a pound. These are not scrawny little things, and you get a package of those are the ones I bring for Chase. Mm-hmm. And a full package usually is about $6.50, $7, and that is an outstanding price. When you see the scrawny things, this is where I do the price comparison. They want $13 for tenders from underfed chickens. It's an outrage. So that, along with pork spare ribs at $1.77, and Chuck Roast, our old friend, on sale in the meat department at $4.96 a pound. Hillshire Farm lunch meats, they have a great selection of those, $3.99 for the 7 to 9 ounce packages. All Coke products in 2 liter bottles are $1.63 this week. The 1 pound box of Nabisco saltines, $2.95. And Bluebell ice cream, which is the very best. A full half gallon, all flavors. What's the one that we tried? The Tin Roof. That's one of the newer ones, and they brought samples to the radio station. If you love chocolate,
it's really good.
Oh, you got to have it. $4.94. That is, at minimum, about $3.05 cheaper than I see it in the chains. Food Outlet has locations at 3543 Highway 14 in the Millbrook, 720 East Main in the Preferred Community. And I'll see you usually around 7:30 every Sunday morning at Food Outlet on Coliseum Boulevard next to Eastbrook Flea Market in Antigua. I believe we are ready now to play the pop quiz question with Quizmaster Jay.
Hey, earlier in Random Facts, we found out that it is a Class B felony in Alabama to do this. What? What can't you do in Alabama that is a Class B felony?
Give us the forbidden fruit. 272-9228. 272-9228. And if we can think of a follow-up, we'll give you one of those two. Come on, show some spring break spirit. 272-9228. $10 at Food Outlet. I get you 5 of those 2-liter Coke bottles just for starters, or 2 half gallons of Bluebell ice cream. I'm going to be upset if we don't have a full board. 272-9228. Call now.
From the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, here's the latest traffic update.
Well, we have a good bit of traffic on the roads this morning heading into Montgomery, and we are light to moderate traffic flow all over the area, bunched up a little bit at the Redland Road, River Bridge, red lights, and on East South Boulevard, Woodley Road, over to Narrow Lane and down to Norman Bridge. Buckle up, drive carefully. A lot of fog in the area this morning. Give yourself some extra time, and please watch out for your fellow drivers. The Front Porch Grill in Millbrook's, where friends meet, home-cooked meals are served, and no one's a stranger. Stop by the Front Porch Grill, Deetzville Highway in Millbrook. Wendell J., Skywatch Traffic.
Here comes Sun, Sun CDJR of Montgomery. Brubaker Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram is now Sun CDJR. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at Sun CDJR. Family owned, family driven.
At 7:44, The Rock is on line one, ready to win the pop quiz question. Good morning.
Good morning.
Can you give us the answer we're looking for? What is that forbidden activity here in the state of Alabama?
Wrestle a bear.
That's it.
That's right. Look, there's a bear. I think I'll go wrestle that thing.
I'm
going
to take it down.
Good work. You got a $10 head start on your next visit to Food Outlet. Okay. Hey, John.
Good morning.
How are you today?
Hey, man, what's your name?
I'm doing well, sir. You guys?
It's never the same when Rich isn't here, but we're trying.
You're doing a fine job.
I appreciate that very, very much. Now, I would love to give you a follow-up question, but I can't think of one. I'll tell you what. Name any piece of information you heard during Random Facts.
About the limestone building in Tampa.
Perfect. You just got bonus entries in the grand prize drawing. Thank you.
Yeah,
Thank you. Have a great day.
John, I think we may have invented something here. Now we can give you... Hey, Steve, you can invent whatever question you want. What else did you hear in Random Facts that you remember?
Oh, I heard all of them, but I'm blanked out. So I don't know. I just can't bear it.
We'll give it to you because you had the answer that we were looking for. Thanks so much, man. Appreciate it. Back up, Steve.
Hey, good morning. Hey, how about the telecast thing going on from Portland, Oregon to, I believe it was Boston.
That is excellent. Now, can you think of a pop or a backup question we can ask one more caller?
How old is gray hair? about 82.
That's a good one. Oh, no, seriously, some other random fact that you recall?
There was something that, the limestone building came to mind, and then about Anne Frank, about how Anne Frank and...
That's right. Okay, so you gave me a question. Thank you. Give him a bonus entry, Jay, because he gave me a backup question to ask our next caller.
Yeah, we'll do.
Thank you, Steve.
Yeah, guys, take care.
You're the man. Okay, so gray hair.
Yeah, good morning again.
Anne Frank still has a living relative. What is her relationship to Anne Frank in the family?
She is her stepsister. She's 93 years old.
Awesome. You were paying attention.
The reason you don't wrestle bears is because most of those bears have had their claws removed and their teeth filed out. They've been abused, and that's against the law, of course. So,
who would do that to a bear?
The Russians do it all the time and make dancing bears out of them. That's what I read anyway, somewhere in some nebulous book when I didn't have anything to do but study bears, and I can barely stand it. Mm.
You're a good guy, Gray Hair. Thank you so much for the help.
Take care. See, I'm working. I got to go. Bye.
So we have bears with their teeth filed down? That is unusual. Hey, so we have invented something really cool here. Instead of us having to write follow-up questions down, after we gave away the food outlet gift certificate, I asked everybody, just name something you remember from Random Facts.
Oh, okay.
And then backup Steve came up with a question for Gray Hair. So I think we have Tom Sawyered our way into a new approach on days when Rich is out of town, physically, but not in spirit.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the River region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Good morning, everybody. Dense fog advisory in effect early this morning. So patchy dense fog will lead to a mostly sunny day with a high temperature up to about 84. Clouds increase tonight, but very mild. Overnight low 61. Tomorrow, with highs in the mid to upper 80s, it'll feel more like May. Good bit of sunshine. But really, it's the late night hours, Friday night, and the wee hours of Saturday morning where we're looking for strong to severe storms across the state. The severe weather risk continues until Saturday morning early. Otherwise, much of the day Saturday will be quiet and warm. Then, more showers and storms on Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
At ASE Credit Union, financing your next adventure is easier than ever with rates as low as 4.75%. Apply online or visit your local branch today. Member FDIC, Equal Opportunity Lender.
ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
Hey, Rich, if I give you a little money, will you do one more message?
Hell yeah.
Rich here for Plumbing by Lukewire. Now, you've heard and maybe used Lukewire for years for AC and heating. I have, because they've been around for 40 years doing that. But for over two decades, their plumbing department is second to none. Now, maybe you've had less than a satisfying experience with other plumbers over the years. They may have overcharged you during off hours. Well, give Plumbing by Lukewire a call. They never charge an overtime fee. They're available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And you're never going to be late for work waiting for them to show up, because when they say they're going to be there at a certain time, they're going to be there at a certain time. Anything from a broken pipe to installing a new hot water heater, they are the people. They are licensed. They are bonded. They're fully insured for your protection. As they say at Plumbing by Lukewire, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. But if it is, call Lukewire at 264-9666 or visit them at acbylukewire.com on the web and click on the plumbing tab.
Alabama certification number 84417.
All right, it is 10 minutes before the top of the hour. So we have a fresh batch of little kid or drunk adults or we could, we've had pretty good, you know, results with our conundrum lately, but we haven't decided how we're going to give away a Seafood Bistro gift card that's coming up next hour. Well, it's something that just showed up. There is only one movie that's won an Oscar and a Razzie. And I'm kind of surprised. Wall Street.
Hmm.
Michael Douglas won for, he got the best Oscar actor award. But Daryl Hannah got a Razzie for Worst Supporting Actress Razzie. I don't think I've ever watched that one all the way through.
I don't think I have either.
But what I do remember is that Michael Douglas is pretty good playing that creep.
Yeah.
It's 9 minutes before the top of the hour. Let's get the Wall Street Business Report.
With the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bill Alexander. The Federal Reserve extended its year-long fight against high inflation Wednesday by raising its key interest rate a quarter point, despite concerns that higher borrowing rates could worsen the turmoil that has gripped the banking system. The U.S. banking system is sound and resilient, the Fed said in a written statement released after its two-day meeting. Senators Rick Scott and Elizabeth Warren on Wednesday unveiled legislation that would beef up oversight of the Federal Reserve following two high-profile bank failures. The bill would require an independent inspector general who would be appointed by the president and confirmed by the Senate to oversee Federal Reserve Board of Governors, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. Only 10% of U.S. adults say they have high confidence in the nation's banks and other financial institutions, according to a poll from the Associated Press Newark Center for Public Affairs Research. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bill Alexander in Washington.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. Here are six things you need to know before you buy a home. Number one, find out how much you can afford and qualify for from a reputable local lender. Number two, write down a list of wants and needs for your next home and maybe your first home. Bedrooms and baths, size of the home, yard size, open floor plan or formal plan, storage requirements, garage or carport. What location is number three, east side, Millbrook, Prattville, Wetumpka? Number four, are school zones important to you? If so, which school zones do you prefer? Number five, are there any special needs requirements, wider hallways, ramps, universal designs? Number six, would you rather have a brand new home or an existing home? The answers to these questions will help you design a plan to buy your next home and have the right information. We provide a list of recommended local lenders and home inspectors. All you have to do is call the source, Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group, 221-2883.
You know LG Tint and Graphics tints vehicles, but they also tint houses and offices. Tinting your home or office will protect your floor and walls from fading, as well as keep your customers cool. Call for a free estimate, 334-365-2665. LG Tint and Graphics.
It's Spring Open House, March 27th through April 1st at Southern Homes and Gardens. Shop new arrivals, including annual color, roses, hanging baskets, and more. And get our best prices of the year, like 20% off plant collections, including all azaleas, trees, ferns, and boxwoods. 50% off select outdoor pottery. And 40% off select outdoor living furniture. Get the plants you want at the prices you need. Spring Open House, Monday, March 27th through Saturday, April 1st, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. at Southern Homes and Gardens, Vaughn Road.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
All around the country and coast to coast. People always say, what do you like most? I don't want to brag. I don't want to boast. I always tell them I like toast.
Very nice.
Yeah, toast! Yeah, toast!
I get up in the morning about 6 a.m. Have a little jelly, have a little jam. Take a piece of bread, put it in the slot. Push down the lever and the wires get hot. I get toast.
Yeah, toast! Yeah, toast!
Now, there's no secret to toasting perfection. There's a dial on the side, and you make your selection. Push to the dark or the light, and then, if it pops too soon, press down again. Make toast.
Yeah, toast! Ah, toast!
first caveman drove in from the dregs. Didn't know what would go with the bacon and the eggs. Must have been a genius, got it in his head. Plug the toaster in the wall, buy a bag of bread, make toast.
Yeah, toast! Yeah, toast!
Oui, monsieur, bonjour, coquette. Oh, croissant de vous avez. Maurice Chevalier, Eiffel Tower. Oh, oui, Marie, baguette, bonsoir. French toast! French toast!
The great Haywood Banks, I just talked 93.1 FM with an old breakfast. Oh, this is bad news. We were talking the other day about how wretched instant coffee is, the stuff you like,
right, Santa, yeah, that, yeah, yeah, crap.
This will come as a great disappointment to beer lovers. They have now come up with a powdered beer.
Instant beer.
Instant beer. A German brewery that's been around since the 1500s came up with this, so maybe there's a chance it's good. It's not alcoholic.
I'm doubtful.
Because you can't powderize booze. But they expect to have a boozy version available in the next few months. And
a boozy
start selling
version.
And they plan to sell this globally. You know, it's one thing when you see, how about some nice hot cocoa? And, you know, get the warm milk and all that and stir it in. How about a nice instant beer?
Sounds delicious.
If you like to bathe in beer, they have a bath beer that's also in the works. Not sure if that's like a bath bomb of beer that you drop in the tub and it fizzes up and all of that, or if it's something you buy in 55-gallon drums and pour into your tub. We bring you the latest developments in science on this show. All right, so we still haven't. We got a Seafood Bistro gift card to give away next hour, and we're going to do that. This morning, I did something a little bit different at the very open of the show and played a clip that has gone viral of a woman sort of doing her own personal State of the Union address, and it's really well done. And we are going to play that again this afternoon. I thought it was so cool. In fact, I got a lot of responses. It's not often we do things that early where we get a bunch of feedback. But in this case, we did. So you will just bring it up to your attention now so that you will have a chance to listen for it this afternoon, because I think we'll play it probably at least twice. And since it was brought to you by Mr. Electric, let me quickly remind you that they are the people to call whenever you have a need for an electrician. That stuff scares me. Reading Electricity for Dummies does not qualify you to work with this stuff. And mistakes can be fatal. Anything where that's a possibility, I am calling in the best. The certified masters from Mr. Electric. We've had them do a bunch of things. And here's what you love. No matter what it is they do, they give you an upfront price. When they do the work, that's the price you pay, but they give you an invoice that includes step-by-step everything that was done, the labor that was performed, the part, and take pictures of these things as they're being done. So you know, to the dime, exactly what you paid for. 245-1566, and you can learn more at MrElectric.com.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
From the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, here's the latest traffic update.
Busy this morning around the city. We're seeing a good bit of traffic on the boulevards now and on 231 inbound from Wetumpka. Highway 31 from Prattville, a little busy there. Fog out there this morning. No major problems at the moment. Buckle up. Be safe. We'll keep you updated. Invisible Fence has indoor-outdoor systems. Not only do they help keep your